From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday ordered 60 Russian diplomats it accuses of being spies to leave the country within a week. At least 17 other countries, including France, Germany, and Poland, are expelling more than 100 Russian diplomats. It's all a concerted response to a nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent and his daughter in Britain. This is White House spokesman Rod Shaw.
We want to work with Russia, but this type of an action cannot be tolerated. The United States is responding to Russia's action, as I called it, brazen and reckless. So this is a U.S. response. We want to work with Russia. The ball's in their court is with respect to how they want to respond.
The United States is ordering the closure by April 2nd of Russia's consulate in the Pacific port city of Seattle in the state of Washington, noting its proximity to the Boeing aircraft plant and the Kitsap Naval Base, the home port for some ballistic nuclear missile submarines. The European Union also took action against Russia Monday. Donald Tusk is the president of the European Council.
As a direct follow-up to last week's European Council decision to react to Russia within a common framework, already today 14 member states have decided to expel Russian diplomats.
The EU has already recalled its ambassador to Russia. The North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is reportedly in China on an unannounced visit. Bloomberg News reported that on Monday, citing three unnamed sources. There's been no official statement on the report, which was not covered by Chinese or North Korean state media. This is VOA News. National elections are underway in Egypt, correspondent Edward Uranian reports.
Egyptians cast their ballots Monday on the first of 3 days of voting in what appears to be a certain victory for incumbent President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Supporters of the president applauded while some opponents cried foul, and still others appeared to be disinterested in the outcome one way or the other. Security was tight as police and military forces stood guard at key government buildings and installations. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Stocks in the United States surged Monday as fears eased about the possibility of an all-out trade war with China over competing tariff increases. Wall Street's three major indices had their greatest one-day gains in 2.5 years, erasing some of the market's huge losses from last week. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission said Monday it is investigating the privacy controls of social media giant Facebook in the aftermath of reports that the personal data of tens of millions of Facebook users was compromised by the British voter profiling firm Cambridge Analytica. The FTC normally does not announce its investigations, but did confirm the investigation after numerous news accounts last week said it had been opened. The U.S. firearms and ammunition manufacturer Remington has filed for bankruptcy. It listed both its debts and assets between $500 million and $1 billion. The company is one of the largest firearms makers in the United States. It has been in business for 200 years, but its sales has been slumping the past few years. It says reduced demand and excess inventories, as well as changes in buying behaviors and a rise in imported products, are the reasons for its slowing sales. The White House said Monday that President Trump doesn't believe any of the accusations made by the adult film actress Stormy Daniels, a real name Stephanie Clifford, that she had a one-night affair with a future U.S. leader in 2006 and 5 years later was threatened to keep quiet about their alleged liaison. Trump's spokesman rejected any suggestion that Trump had engaged in wrongdoing because his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, paid the porn star $130,000 from his own funds in hush money shortly before the 2016 presidential election. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.